I really can't explain how I'm feeling right now because, I don't know, I've never experienced anything like this before, you know, like proceeding into the next step of life. I don't know, if I had to describe it with one word, I'd say overwhelmed.
It's something you kind of expect for a whole year. Like, it's something you basically expect your whole school career.
I'm just kind of ready to get out of here. Just high school, it takes a beating on you.
Like now, right now, I'm feeling, oh my gosh, you know, I'm really excited. I can't wait. And this is, I just can't believe this is happening.
I'm pretty nervous, like mostly to be on stage.
It's 30 minutes before graduation. Families and teachers are taking their seats in the gym where the ceremony will be held. I'm next door, in a small room with dozens of seniors wearing glossy blue gowns. They're taking selfies, doing each other's makeup, helping put on each other's caps, messing up each other's caps, and a few of them are practicing these elaborate handshakes.
It's kind of like left
hand, left hand, right, like knuckle touch, and
kaboom!
I'm Caitlin Lewis.
Maria Sebastian. We actually had a lot, but we just like came up with a lot of different ones, but then we settled on like one.
The girls explain that the seniors, when they walk into the gym, they'll walk down the center aisle two by two, and before they split to take their seats, they'll do something like a handshake, a dance spin, a fist pound.
It's just a thing.
To make it funny, like to make it like entertaining or something.
That's Maria. I ask her how she feels about graduating.
It's exciting, but it's sad at the same time because I'm not going to like see the people I grew up with every day. And we're just going to go on our separate ways to life, I guess.
This was something most of the students said, that they've known and gone to school with most of these kids most their lives. They spoke about how close they all are, how much they'll miss each other, how they've come together. Two instances of them doing this came up again and again.
They were all instances where our class like really came together and like united to like get something done. My name's Haley O'Brien. I'm the class president and I'm the salutatorian. Senior skip day, we all gave each other rides and all went out to the pit and like played games together. And like before we went out there, we all cleaned trash around BNC because they gave us money so we could get snacks and stuff.
And then what happened with prom?
So prom was in a new building this year, and there's big windows on the walls, and they didn't really think about that the sun doesn't go down till 11. Like, the room was bright, and it was really awkward. So there's another smaller room, and the senior class moved all the equipment to the smaller room so we could have prom in there so it wouldn't be so bright.
And then how was prom?
It was a lot of fun.
Haley was one of four salutatorians. Three of them were giving a speech together.
Yeah, we wrote a speech today at lunch. Yeah, we spent 20 minutes on it while we ate a pizza at Baba's. It's going to be good. I'm Aiden Cooney. I'm salutatorian number three.
Is there any, like, powerful theme you're trying to impart?
Just the unity of our class and working together to, you know, accomplish bigger things. And we're super, super, super close. I mean, everyone's involved in everyone else's life. I mean, from no matter what activities you're in robotics or, like me, I'm the captain of the basketball team and I hang out with people who do all sorts of different activities. I'm in student government, you know, hang out with people who are in band and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's no walls between any groups or anything. It's pretty cool.
It was time. The students lined up. The teachers told them to turn off their cell phones, to spit out their gum, and the seniors walked, two by two, into the gym.
When people are watching this, they should know that they are watching a group of kids that are really a family and that this is something really unique and special about this class. I mean, we're the class that picked up trash during Senior Ditch Day. Like, we're pretty much the coolest. So, you know that this isn't just a group of individuals. This is a family.
That's Ellie Coggins, one of the four salutatorians. The graduation was what you see at most high school graduations. Speeches, tears, diplomas, loud manic cheering from proud and perhaps relieved family and friends. At one point, a slideshow of the students played. A baby photo would appear to be replaced by the person's senior photo. And then, something you don't see at every graduation. something uniquely Alaskan. The students picked up dance fans, the boys kneeling in the front, the girls standing behind, and they did a dance of thanksgiving for the land and for each other. And then they did what they came here to do, what this whole ceremony is all about. They moved on.
I'm going to California State University, San Marcos. I'm going to get my bachelor's in sociology for social work, and after that I'm going to go to law school.
Go to Job Corps and become a certified electrician.
Sacramento State. I don't know what I want to do, but I do know I want to go forward.
Arizona State University in Tempe, and I'm going to study film production.
University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's like my dream school. And then move on to medical school.
UAA and studying elementary education.
I'm going to Western Washington to have a bachelor's degree in biology, specializing in genetics.
I'm going to attend Stanford, and I'm going into nursing. Congratulations to everyone. We did it.
At the Bethel Regional High School gym, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.